Now, we've had a few discussions on the programme about Brexit recently, and I think the chances are we're going to have a few more before the referendum in June. You may recall a lively exchange last week between two young voters. Tonight, two people on opposite sides of the debate in the same family. Chrissy Marsh from Telford is 77. Before retirement, she was a civilian worker at the Ministry of Defence. Sophie Barnes, her granddaughter, is 22, currently studying away from home in Cardiff. She wants Britain to remain in the European Union. Chrissy wants Britain to leave, and as she's been telling me, her main reason is immigration.
I'm very concerned. The first thing I'm concerned with is immigration. This open door will be issues for housing, NHS and schools. Immigrants with large families will bring in their own country's ideas and will not wish to integrate with British culture and policy. Extra people coming in, we just haven't got the facilities.
Sophie, do you want to respond to that?
How do I follow that? I think it's a generational thing, personally. And, like, I'm about to graduate, leave university. You've been retired for how many years now?
10.
For 10 years. So it's, you know, you've come out of work. I think it's completely different, opposite ends of the spectrum here. But for me, if I want to go abroad and teach English, I want to have the freedom to be able to write, land a job in Spain, walk in without a visa and without worrying about the tight immigration controls. And, you know, if I have to go through, when I worked at a summer camp in the US last summer, that was a nightmare to get hold of a visa and go through immigration.
Could I answer that, please?
Yeah, please do.
I understand where Sophie's coming from. I'm not jumping at her or criticising her at all with her studies and that of Europe. But hold on a minute. The world is a wider place than just Europe. There's other places to go to or to visit on this earth, and perhaps more opportunities out there.
Yeah, but Europe's more accessible, isn't it? Spanish is like my second language. I can't afford to fly to Colombia, Mexico, you know, South America. I can't afford that. So flying to Madrid, staying in Europe, is a lot more financially viable for somebody who's going to come out with £27,000 in debt.
Sophie, do you want to answer the point Chrissy was making, her worry about the number of migrants coming from the EU into Britain, the fact that there are very limited categories that we can prevent coming to this country? I think certain serious criminal convictions, you can stop someone coming in, but apart from that, you really can't. And her concern about what will be the effect on schools and houses and hospitals. Mm.
Obviously, immigration is obviously a very touchy subject and everybody has different views on it. But I would say, I think staying in Europe is still a way that we can deal with this. By tightening the border controls, it doesn't mean that it makes it more difficult for me to go abroad and teach English, but it does mean that we're more in control. I would say it does need to be done. I do think that Europe has had a positive effect in some ways because it does strengthen maybe alliances when it does come to foreign policy or it does come to protecting overseas interests, like maybe, you know, with France, with Spain and stuff. But there is a bit of a, like, one of my housemates at uni, she's Spanish, and we get into a bit of an argument all the time over Britain moaning about this, that and the other within the EU and to do with defence needs. And she just doesn't understand why we can't just sit back, stop moaning like Spain and just take it all. I'm like, well, that's why we're in the situation that we're in, because it's all obviously got too much.
Chrissy, you know, your friends, the people of your generation,
yes,
are they
yes.
talking a lot about this, or are people not
yes,
that interested?
Yes, my age group, definitely, they're still with me. They're right behind me. What I'm saying to you, they're saying the same thing.
And there's nobody who agrees with Sophie among your age, your group of friends?
What I say is they're listening to what they're saying. We're not jumping on the bandwagon because we're going to do this, we're going to do that. They are listening. And unfortunately, David Cameron went and wanted this doing, that doing and the other doing, but he didn't come out with all that, what he said. And this, to me, worries me in the sense that if it got we stay where we are, is he still going to stretch the boundaries a bit more to the EU, not coming back to us as we would like it, the elderly people would like to see it, you know?
What would persuade you to stay? What would persuade you to vote for Britain to remain in the EU?
Up to when David Cameron went and said he was sorting it out and we were going to have this and going to have that, I would have listened to him. Now, I can't trust him. I'm not happy with him. I'm not happy what he's saying or how he's saying things.
Sophie, is there anything that would persuade you that Britain would be better off out of the European Union?
I think the only thing that would tempt me over to the dark side would be the economy, because obviously, like, there's been big bailouts with, like I said, Greece, Portugal earlier. So I think you know, when you take that into account, we're not even in the euro yet. We're helping to bail out countries that are, and that is because we're in the European Union. But at the same time, obviously, they're funding money into this kitty within the EU is being used in our country as well. So it's kind of, you can't really moan, but you can, sort of thing. But at the same time, if it took up until 2010 for Germany to pay off their, I think, was it World War One, World War Two debt, then how long is it going to take for Greece and Portugal to pay off theirs? Like, that's, will that even be covered in my lifetime? That's the only thing that will sort of sway me, really.
Chrissy and Sophie, mm-hmm. You're going to carry on talking about this to each other over the next couple of months, do you think?
Oh,
I don't know.
It's one of those topics, isn't it? I think you don't want to necessarily bring up straight away, but my dad made the mistake of bringing it up over a family meal, and he was like, oh, I'm going to vote out, you know, Europe's done nothing for us. And then I said, well, I think you'll find a lot of students who actually make up a big voting majority here in the UK will vote to stay in. Well, that's the vibe I'm getting from a lot of my student friends, purely because of jobs, opportunities, and again, a generational thing. And my dad turned around and was like, do students even know what's going on? And they're a lot more switched on than you think.
Mm.
Will they vote, though?
Oh, without a doubt. Well, in Cardiff, anyway, that's the vibe I'm getting.
Chrissy?
Yes. If I'm in a car with it, or if I'm on a train with it, say, going up and down to Cardiff, we might bring it up in conversation, but I don't think we'd make a point of it. She's coming up today, she's coming tomorrow, she's coming for tea. I don't think it would come there. Unless something happened on the telly, we were watching the telly, and we'd have a point of view about it, but no.
It's just very touchy because the repercussions of whatever the outcome affect each individual person in so many different ways. Like, the effects for me, if we leave the EU, would be kind of different to how you would be affected by it, or obviously if we stay in as well.
Sophie Barnes and Chrissy Marsh still talking. Appropriate.